Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 27th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first four stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Ask and thou shall receive. And boy, did CBOE markets deliver on my ask, and then some more. The request I refer to is CBOE's position on the Spikes lawsuit in which it sued the SEC, CBOE Futures Exchange, LLC versus SEC. CBOE has prevailed in court, and the U.S. Court of Appeals Monday denied MIAX's request for a rehearing in the case. There were actually two orders from the court. One denies a panel rehearing, and the other denies, quote, a rehearing en banc. To address the issue of not explaining its position on the case, for which I had taken CBOE to task, CBOE issued a blistering reply. CBOE position regarding court decision striking down Spike's exemptive order, which point by point explains why they are right and my ex is wrong. Question for a friend, what wine is served best with crow? The CBOE's blistering response is broken down into key sections, with the first and longest titled, CBOE Supports Competition. The others are, Existing Products Compete with VIX Futures. The Spikes product can be offered for trading without an exemption. The SEC found that the Spikes product is a security future. VIX futures are not security futures. The SEC has no authority to change the tax treatment for security futures, and the court has denied MGX's request for rehearing. The first three points the CBOE makes under CBOE Supports Competition are, one, as the industry leader in product innovation, CBOE supports fair competition and welcomes new products that contribute to the development of the financial markets. Two, CBOE believes that the SEC must exercise exemptive authority in conformity with applicable law to ensure all new products come to market within a uniform and consistent framework. And three, the now vacated SEC exemptive order issued for the Spikes product is directly contrary to fair competition. All I can say is that based on this case, it is going to be a lot harder to get an exemptive order out of the SEC in the near future. They have to be a little gun-shy after getting this ruling from the Court of Appeal. Market structure never goes out of the news, and John Ramsey, Chief Market Policy Officer at IEX, is sharing his thoughts on the need to reform the rebate tiers offered by larger exchanges. The commentary is titled, Why Exchange Rebate Tiers Are Anti-Competitive, with the subheading, The Existing System of Rebate Tiers Fails the Smell Test. As the SEC examines competitive inequities in the stock market, here's an explainer on how exchanges' rebate tiers are used to stack the deck for a smaller number of firms. The Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general sued Amazon yesterday for illegally monopolizing online markets for buyers and sellers. The suit is more nuanced than that. This is part of a crackdown on big tech wielding its power and the government fighting back, Yahoo Finance reports. JP Morgan's UK bank will cease allowing customers to purchase cryptocurrencies in response to the increasing use of digital assets by criminals to target individuals, the Financial Times reports. The story says one senior banker estimated that 20 to 25% of transactions sent from their customers' accounts to cryptocurrency firms were related to fraud. The CFTC seems to be hedging on a potential government shutdown by postponing its scheduled October 5th meeting of the Global Markets Advisory Committee for a later date. Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing has officially announced that FINI, Hong Kong's digital IPO settlement platform, will launch on November 22, 2023, marking a significant milestone in the city's capital evolution. Starting November 22nd, all new listings with prospectuses published on or after that date will utilize the FINI platform, discontinuing the use of CCASS for IPO initiation after market close on November 21st, FX News Group reported. Broadridge shared on LinkedIn the passing of Bob Shiflight with the message, "Our entire Broadridge family is deeply saddened by the untimely and sudden passing of Bob Shiflight, our cherished colleague and friend who was such an integral part of Broadridge's culture and growth story for almost 40 years. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing, and coffee is a good thing." So the New York Times published a story, "How Much Coffee is Too Much Coffee?" with the subheading, "Coffee is linked with lots of health benefits, but most of the risks come from the caffeine. If the jitters prevent me from holding the coffee cup, then I've had too much coffee." The 10th Forum on Green Finance and Investment is a hybrid event that takes place next week, October 2nd and 3rd, 2023, in Paris. Presented by the Center on Green Finance and Investment, a program of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, that's OECD, the two-day forum includes sessions on implementation and transition finance, mitigation scenarios, and scaling finance for adaptation and resilience. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Wild Women in Listed Derivatives is a proud sponsor of A Leg to Stand On also, and their annual Rocktoberfest events, and is offering a chance to win two tickets to Also's Rocktoberfest Chicago or Rocktoberfest New York, winner's choice. You can sign up for Also's newsletter by this Thursday, September 28th, to enter the contest. Winners will be announced on Friday. Go to a link in today's newsletter to enter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Reddit user risks and losses $600,000 inherited home that didn't fully belong to him in high-stakes options gamble. My life's over. Here's my final advice, from Benzinga via MSN. Wall Street revises rules to speed up options trading on new IPOs, from investing.com. And Volatility Knox, here's how you can use the VIX to beat the stock market, from MarketWatch. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. Navigating uncertainty, JPX launches new derivatives amid global challenges. In a year shadowed by the Ukraine conflict, soaring inflation, environmental and geopolitical crises, Japan Exchange Group is fortifying its offerings with new derivatives products. This strategic move coincides with the 35th anniversary of equity index futures trading in Japan, spotlighting the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices as enduring financial tools. This milestone anniversary underscores the resilience of JPX's flagship products, which continue to offer investors risk hedging opportunities amid geopolitical and economic volatility. Nikkei 225 Micro Futures, Inflation Hedge. While the Nikkei 225 soars to new decade highs, JPX's newly launched Nikkei 225 Micro Futures cater to individual investors, offering a cost-effective way to navigate inflation and market volatility. The micronized contracts provide an accessible and affordable hedge against global economic unpredictability. Nikkei 225 Mini Options, Geopolitical Risk Management. With geopolitical tensions in mind, JPX has introduced Nikkei 225 Mini Options. These instruments open risk management strategies to a broader audience, offering adaptability in a swiftly changing global landscape. 3-month Tone of Futures, addressing rate uncertainty. JPX's 3-month Tona Futures assist institutions managing liquidity during an unstable interest rate environment. As Tona emerges as a key rate benchmark, these futures serve as a strategic tool for financial adaptability. The offering completes the already robust JGB futures and vibrant JSCC IRS markets. Cross-margin efficiencies across the whole fixed income playbook are available through JSCC Clearinghouse. Future-proofing and ESG. JPX is also preparing to implement Value at Risk, VAR, clearing in November 2023. Offering a best-in-class margining methodology to further unleash portfolio efficiencies for market participants. To deliver our part to global ESG concerns, JPX has launched a carbon credit market under the TSE brand. This offering will complement the already actively trading TOCOM power market in the future. These anticipatory measures ensure JPX stays aligned with global sustainability initiatives. These product launches, along with the upcoming VAR clearing system, cement JPX's role as a resilient, forward-thinking player in the global financial landscape and to further stride to remain your exchange of choice. Author Matthias Reitig, Senior Officer of OSE, Osaka Exchange, Tokyo Commodity Exchange Derivatives Business Development. You can reach him at ose-dmg@jpx.co.jp. And then here's a message from our friends at The Full FX. The Full FX at FIA Expo. The Full FX at FIA Expo on Wednesday, October 3rd, takes place at the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk in Chicago on the sidelines of FIA Expo. We have a full day of discussion lined up, including fireside chats, panels, one-on-one interviews, and to close things out, the chat show for FX sake. Join us for a full day of lively debate with speakers from leading buy and sell side institutions, as well as innovative technology providers. We will be talking FX liquidity and execution, the evolution of FX swaps, how the post-trade evolution is looping back to the front office, or how close or not we are to the genuine institutionalization of crypto markets. With sustained volatility making a return to FX markets and regulation changing the way we have to think about our business, there is no better way to keep up with the latest trends than coming to the Full FX at FIA Expo to meet your peers, your clients, and hear from industry leaders as we drive through thought leadership to help the FX industry evolve and succeed. View the agenda and sign up with a link in today's newsletter for the Full FX sessions. Please note that registration for the Full FX does not grant admission to FIA Expo. Here's a press release from our friends at FIA. FIA highlights best practices for exchange volatility control mechanisms in new report. FIA has released a comprehensive paper, Best Practices for Exchange Volatility Mechanisms, which provides essential guidance for designing robust volatility control mechanisms, VCMs, at derivatives exchanges. In today's rapidly evolving financial landscape, characterized by global uncertainties and unforeseen market events, the efficient management of financial market volatility is paramount. My comment. VCMs, just what we needed. Another acronym. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. The headline, the younger than 40 millionaire club is rewriting the investment rule book by ditching the stock market in favor of unconventional but more stable and profitable options. Instead of buying stocks like older generations, young, rich Americans are putting their money into things like digital money, real estate, and fine art. Reports show that people ages 21 to 42 with at least $3 million are looking for new ways to grow their wealth, making them different from both older rich people and those their age who aren't as wealthy. My comment. I would love to see the research behind this story. I call BS. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline, who is Sam Bankman-Fried, whose fraud trial starts next week? A few years after graduating college, Sam Bankman-Fried grew worried he was not taking enough risks, so the son of two Stanford Law School professors quit his Wall Street job and in 2017 started a cryptocurrency hedge fund, setting off a sequence of events that culminate next week in his trial for what federal prosecutors have called one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. My comment. Here's a profile of Sam Bankman-Fried without the trip to the Bahamas. Here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried can ask DOJ witnesses about drug use. Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyers can question Department of Justice witnesses about their recreational drug use during the FTX's founder's fraud trial next month, a judge ruled Tuesday. Judge Lewis Kaplan of the Southern District of New York resolved the majority of outstanding in limine or pretrial motions in a 16-page order Tuesday, allowing the DOJ to admit certain evidence. He also denied the DOJ's motion to block the defense team from cross-examining witnesses about privileged issues and denied Bankman-Fried's team's motion to block any evidence tied to the cryptocurrency exchange's bankruptcy. My comment. Asking a bunch of 20-year-old crypto traders who live in the Bahamas if they use drugs? That's silly. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was high-frequency traders want low-frequency radio waves, an opinion piece by Aaron Brown in Bloomberg. Second was the world's biggest crypto firm is melting down about Binance from the Wall Street Journal. Third was Cboe Global Markets and S&P Dow Jones Indices to launch the Cboe S&P 500 Dispersion Index on September 27th, a Cboe press release. Ooh, that's today. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from Cboe. Cboe position regarding court decision striking down Spike's exemptive order. Cboe is issuing this statement in response to public statements that contain misinformation with respect to Cboe's successful challenge of an exemptive order issued by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to Minneapolis Exchange Inc., MGX, regarding its Spikes products. As detailed below, Cboe brought this case against the SEC because it failed to comply with the applicable law when it granted an exemption to a single product listed on that exchange. And then here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street-backed options exchange kicks off amid peak volumes. MEMX, which started in equities, is moving into options market. The launch makes MEMX the 17th options exchange in the U.S. A stock exchange backed by some of Wall Street's biggest players is making its official entry into options as investor interest in the asset class surges to all-time highs. The members exchange, or MEMX, will offer options trading on on its new venue starting Wednesday, bringing the total number of U.S. options exchanges to 17. Backers of the platform, including a suite of legacy financial institutions, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., as well as market makers Citadel Securities and Virtu Financial, Inc. And then here's a story from the New York Times. The headline, crypto's wild DC ride from FTX at the Fed to a scramble for access. FTX's demise and its leader's upcoming trial haven't stopped a major lobbying push by the industry this week, but the events have changed its tone. Cryptocurrency lobbyists were riding so high in early 2022 that an FTX executive felt comfortable directly emailing Jerome H. Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, to ask him to meet with Sam Bankman-Fried, the soon-to-be-disgraced founder of the cryptocurrency exchange. It worked. The day that would work for me is February 1st, Mr. Powell replied to a January 11th email from Mark Wetjen, an FTX policy official and former commissioner of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And then here's a story from Reuters. The headline, FX settlement system CLS may tweak deadline to avoid U.S. equities market rule disruption. A U.S. regulatory change to stock market transactions has Financial Infrastructure System CLS exploring delaying settlement instructions for foreign exchange trades, a move requested by foreign asset managers who use currency trades to fund their U.S. securities transactions. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.